Dr. Olivero dictating for April the 3rd of 2024. The first patient is Wanda Ramirez. The last name is R-A-M-I-R-E-Z. This is the clinical case of a 49-year-old. With a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4, that is multifactorial. This patient has a history of type 2 diabetes at one time with excessive amount of protein in the urine. She has a sustained hypertension that has been aggressively present despite of the therapy. The patient has been placed on diuretics on daily basis, metolazone 2 times a week. And she has been taking Kerendia. And she needed a very close follow-up because of the borderline condition that she has. At this point, we have in the laboratory workup that was done on March 31st of 2024, a serum creatinine that is 3.32, a BUN that is 64, an estimated EFR that is 16 mLs per minute. But interestingly, when we look at the urinalysis, there is no activity in the urinary sediment. It is negative for the proteinuria, and the protein creatinine ratio is below 100. Number 2, diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. The latest hemoglobin A1C that was available was in January 28, 2024, with 6.3. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is coming down. The diastolic today is an 85. The patient is 226 pounds. She's advised to quit the salt, advised to restrict the fluid intake, take the medication for the blood pressure, decrease the protein intake, go into a plant-based diet in order to get a better blood pressure control. Following number, proteinuria that has subsided with the administration of Kerendia, blood pressure control, and blood sugar control. Following number, the patient has a systolic congestive heart failure that has been under control with the administration of the diuretics and the fluid restriction. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has not had manifestation. Following number, anemia. This anemia, it could be related to the CKD stage 4, the rheumatoid arthritis. However, during the last determination of the hemoglobin is 11.2. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. A. Torres. And she's been placed on the administration of Xeljanz, X-E-L-J-A-N-Z, like in Zulu, XR 11 milligrams. One tablet once a day. This patient is in a significant amount of medications. but at the present time she has been improving gradually. She has some degree of prerenal azotemia that we are going to monitor very closely. We are going to see the patient in 3 months with laboratory workup. Refills of the medication was prescribed.